Hello, my name is Nirav Mehta, and I'm calling this podcast Public Speaking for Geeks. Have you ever spoken in public? Have you ever faced an audience and shared your ideas? And what's your experience about it? Have you been scared to speak in front of public? The fact is, public speaking is the number one fear in the world, and it rates even above death. So why do we fear public speaking? We fear public speaking because we think, how will we look? What if we make a mistake? What if we forget something? But I'll let you know a secret. Public speaking, or life for that matter, is not inherently stressful. We make it stressful. Now, since we're talking about FOSS and software, let's compare public speaking with software development and free software in particular. The first is that you don't need to be brilliant or perfect to succeed. And the second is, public speaking is very much like sharing your software. The purpose is to contribute. The purpose of your speaking in public is to share your knowledge. See, you have a lot of knowledge. You have expertise in the field. You have expertise in the topic that you're talking about. And what you're essentially doing is sharing that knowledge. So when you think of public speaking, don't think like you're speaking in front of public. Just think like you're sharing your ideas and you're sharing your knowledge. When you're speaking in public, be yourself. Don't try to emulate other speakers. You may have seen Steve Jobs or anybody else. Don't try to mimic their style. You have your own style and you can follow that. The audience actually wants you to succeed. They're not there to make fun of you. They are giving their time to your presentation, so they actually want you to succeed. They are listening. And remember, you are the center of focus. It's not your slides, it's not your presentation, but you are the person that people are listening to. They are there to listen to you. If they just wanted to see the slides, they could just download it off the net. So when you're making your slides, make sure that they have just enough material on that. And you are the person who's speaking out the content. You're not reading out the slides. And when going through the slides, talk to people. Don't look at the slides and read them out. They want to listen to you as an expert on the topic. It's not the slides that they want to listen to. And you know, make it fun. A technical presentation need not be boring. You can have a lot of technical things inside it. You may talk about compilation, or you may talk about radio frequency that you're going to have your software recognize. You can always make it fun. Try to make it up like a story so that it becomes fun. When you're making your presentation and when you're preparing for it, you might as well write up some notes, and these notes will help you create the whole background for the topic that you're talking about. And of course, you know, you write the notes, but if you don't practice, it'll not work. So you got to practice what you're going to speak, and once it's done, you can review how your presentation went, and that will teach you a lot of lessons in public speaking. And I want to end this podcast by saying something very important. Nothing bad can ever happen in your public speaking. You're not going to die. People are not going to make fun of you. Actually, nothing bad can ever happen in your public speaking. Thank you, and have a great time speaking in public and sharing your ideas. You can visit my blog at mehtanirav.com. That's mehtanirav.com.